Honeysuckle, Gateway to the Moon. We enter Honeysuckle along the famous Panos Freeway. At once we are aware that here is a station of happy, contented people who go about their daily tasks in truly democratic spirit. This is busy Corridor 3, focal point of the station's activity. Note the quaint old doors whose windows are covered by hand-painted inscriptions. Every one a rare example of native honeysuckle art. Let us read some of them as our camera travels past.
Only personnel on official business will be allowed in the communications room.
This is not a store. You can use our phone.
Collins radio. No passage.
These are the USB transport arrangements.
This shows the manifold activities of Honeysuckle's thriving community. But in quiet corners...
calls anymore. You'll have to ring 91. It's 50.
Oh, well, I see. Right, I'll do that. Thank you.
Have you seen the floor pillow?
No, not here, are you?
Yes?
Can I have the moon simulation equipment, please?
Hey, Bruce, where's moon simulation equipment kept?
You mean that 200 gallons of distilled
water? Oh, yeah, I'll get it.
Whiskey?
You've got the wrong moon. I said moon simulation equipment, not moon stimulation.
In another quiet corner, we still find examples of the exquisite workmanship that is making Honeysuckle world famous. Bit swordsmanship.
I sort the little bits of pseudo-random ranging code. I put the long, skinny bits in the rat mark one and the short, round bits in the garbage. It is exciting work, and my forefathers have been engaged upon it since 1964. The little bits are sorted manually, or in other words, once a year. I recently had the honour of demonstrating my craft before Mr. Mascaroless. He stopped by one day for a couple of words. I did not understand either of them.
So much for Honeysuckle's industries. Now let us see a little more of the station. Here is the great block covering many acres. This is where low-level discussions are traditionally made by the limpid water of the old fountain. A fountain where, for countless years across the vast ends of time, has given untold relief to engineer, technician, and moron alike. Beside this fountain, donated by the Honorable Mr. Fairhole as long ago as 1966, the staff sit around as their leader delivers his historic speech.
None of us know, anyway, very much about what we're talking about.
We are now entering telemetry. Here we meet Jim Crow.
Hey, boss, it ain't Jim Crow, it's John Coon.
Telemetry's worthy engineer. Such is the enthusiasm of his staff that they are subscribing to a fund to send him to Ascension Island, or Carnarvon, or anywhere.
Have you seen the floor puller?
Let us now travel to the USOB section. Say, John, why is that antenna jerking around?
It's trying to track a full moon.
Here we find Fuzz Gums Kinsey filing away the hours at his console. Time has passed by this remote corner, so shall we.
Have you seen the floor pillow?
I took it. I'm constipated.
Night falls as the clock sounds out. From the vantage point high above the pedestal house, all is spread below us in a fairyland of glittering lights, changing all the time, green, amber, red, red and amber, and back to green. The night shift is awakening. The El Rizal restaurant, where the floor show is about to begin.
They're testing in USB. Sleeping in cons. While telemetry works overtime and computers play cards. Brian Lowe is our leader, and a fine chap is he. The only thing we use him for is making the tea. But Forsyth helps Brian Lowe to run this station. But Bert cannot make the tea, so he takes round the buns. Johnny Matthews is M&O. Well, someone tell him if this station is to operate, we'll need some more men. Wes Moon goes to Melbourne. He drives a bus car. If we have our way in this, we'll see he goes far. Kenley is a bonzer chap, never stuck for a joke. If they put him on television, the censors would choke. Roy Benson runs USB. Well, that's what he says. But some of us aren't sure of this, for a transport he plays. John Crow runs telemetry, and the room down the hall.
And so the long night draws on. The last stragglers make their way home, and the lights go out one by one as dawn approaches. Honeysuckle sleeps. And so we say farewell to this historic station. With the words of Les Goon, Honeysuckle's own chain burning in our ears.
Just leave it with me, chaps. I'll make a decision.